Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show. It's coming in the light. We're far away, it's running tonight. Impossible comes true. It's taking over you. This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. With your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right, this is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 334, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, and sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How you doing today, Mike?
Excellent. How you doing?
Not too bad. I can't complain too much. This is, I almost sent you a message, a screenshot yesterday, because it was one of those days where the high temperature in Cranston was going to be higher than in Orlando.
Yep. It's hotter here than it is there, Pats.
Yeah. But that's not that uncommon in the summer, actually, because the highs in Orlando usually hover around 93, 94.
Correct.
And it could spike up to 97, 98 up in New England quite often in the summer. We just don't get the amount of days over 90
right.
that they do. But
that's correct, meteorologist Gary Lay.
Yes.
Didn't.
But you said you got a potential tropical storm moving in over the weekend?
Yeah. Ooh, yep.
That's not good.
No.
Is it going to chance to like turn into hurricane force, or is it just going to dump a ton of rain on you?
Yeah. No, just rain, tons of rain and like 40 mile an hour max winds. That's
I mean, that's deal. Not a huge, I mean, it's a pain in the butt, but it's not a like bat down the hatches type deal.
As long as I don't have to put the shutters up and it's not going to kill my lanai screens, whatever.
Right. At what mile per hour wind do you get worried about that? Over 60?
They can take pretty good wind, I guess, cuz I was just the ladies who live two houses down, they just put a pool in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just finalized like this week, so they filled it. So I was walking Rhody and I was talking to her and she's like, You wanna come check the pool out? I'm like, yeah, that's cool. So we were talking on her and I. I said, I'm a little worried about this tropical storm. I'm like, and I'm thinking of you who just put this thing up. And she's like, yeah. She's like, I was talking to our next door neighbors. They were here for Irma. And
yeah.
They said they had no problems. So
oh, that's good.
And Irma, I think, was like a cat one maybe. So
yeah.
Cat one, cat two when it came over us.
Now did they put a Lanai over theirs as well?
Like yeah, you have
one
to.
Like yours, yeah.
Yep.
Because you have the Mac Daddy one.
Well, I did the screen.
Yeah, the no, like, it's 100% screen, right?
Yeah, the picture frame. They call it a picture frame.
That's right, picture frame.
Yeah, no bars. It does look good, though, doesn't
That's the Mac Daddy one, yeah. It does look good. How's that thing hold up? I know we talked about that a little bit, but, like, as far as wear and tear and, like, cleaning, is it a pain?
No, there's nothing.
Nothing.
Can't see anything.
Yeah,
no.
That's good. That's good.
I'll hit it with a hose every once in a while if there's cobwebs. But
sure, yeah. But other than that,
no.
Nothing.
Yeah, no, good. It's good.
And your pavers around the pool, those are all holding up pretty good?
Yeah, there's one that's cracked.
Mm-hmm.
Because my buddy, who was my coach at Orange Theory, he has a side business where he does power washing.
Yeah.
So he came to the house months ago just to give me an estimate, and he said that he could power wash my lanai and seal it.
Oh,
and I
nice.
Want to get it sealed because I'm getting weeds, and I'm constantly spraying and pulling weeds.
Oh, inside?
Inside, yeah, you
oh,
get them
yeah.
inside.
Oh, it makes sense. The seeds are there, yeah.
And it's just such a pain with those pavers because you might, you know,
yeah, but
one
sealing
time
it
like 30.
Isn't, sealing it's not going to prevent weeds. That's just like a sealant over the actual paver part. The cracks in between are still going to be there.
Yeah, but I think they're sealed a little bit because we have sand in between the pavers.
Oh, okay.
And she said that it'll prevent the sand from coming up.
Oh, all right. Well,
so
good.
It's not a huge pain, but, you know, you get it all clean, and then a week later you're swimming and you see four weeds and it just bugs
right,
you.
Right, you don't like that.
Right.
I got my pool. I got the filter back on. I put the chemicals in today. I had.
What's
to,
the temperature?
Oh, I didn't even put the thermometer. It's still off okay. The city water, so it's got to be pretty cold still. I was still filling it as of this afternoon, but I got it to the level where it needed to be that I could pop the filter on. And so I had to bring the city water in to test, and they gave me all the chemical cocktail to put in there to get it where it needs to be.
Going back to square one from a month ago.
Yeah, but you know what? At least I'm starting with crystal clear water.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so it's not a big issue. There's no cloudiness. There's no algae in it. It's just getting the pH where it needs to be and getting some chlorine in there at this point.
But it looks fine to the blind eye?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. So I'm going to let it go over the weekend, and I'll bring another sample Monday, and they'll kind of let me know where to go from there and just get my regular thing going. But they said it'll be good to swim in anytime now, just after I put the chemicals in tonight. They said wait 8 hours after you put that in, and then you're good to go.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. Looks good. Nice new liner in there. Looking sharp. Now,
do you use a mask or goggles?
Just in general?
Yeah, like when you're swimming?
I have some goggles. I don't usually, but if I need to like get something off the floor, if I need to open my eyes under the water, I'll put them on.
I got this really nice, because I got one of those cheap masks at the pool at like Target.
Yeah.
It was a piece of garbage because you were constantly getting water in. So I went on Amazon. It was a nice set. It was $50, which is a lot more than those $9.95. So it was a snorkel mask combo.
Yeah.
And man, I'll go, like, I like to do laps. Like, I figured out how many laps you have to do to swim a half a mile.
Oh, okay.
So it's nice because I'll just put the snorkel on
and
I'll just do breaststrokes and I can keep my head underwater for 15 minutes and water gets in that. It's really cool.
That's good. Yeah. Sarah got these, a couple, they're not snorkels. It's just a mask, but it covers like complete eye, but it's also UV, so you can kind of wear them as sunglasses. So if you're wearing them outside, you don't get the glare as much either. So they're pretty nice.
Sweet. I love the water, Billy.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm excited to go in again. I mean, I missed like 4 hot weeks. It's been hot this summer. Yeah, but that's all right. What are you gonna do? Yeah, you know, it's an investment. I'll have it for next year. I'll be able to use
Those things you don't have to replace too often, right?
No, I think they last like anywhere from like 8 to 10 years normally.
That's fine.
Yeah. So just as long as you don't do anything stupid, you know. Well, if there is a leak, catch it early where you could patch it and everything.
Yeah, well, at least now you know, because you're so anal on water level.
Right.
Like you constantly know, oh, it's about an inch and a half down. Like you figure it out.
Yeah, they said generally, even on really hot days, you'll lose, like, the most you're going to lose is like a quarter of an inch a day.
Yeah, that's the same thing I heard. We don't lose any in the summer just because we make it up in the rain.
And humidity, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine just the humidity level being so high. That makes sense. What else is going on? You have any golf lined up this week? Or are you just kind of...
I'm probably going to play tomorrow, and I think I'm going to play Saturday with my cousin. I took my lesson today.
Oh, how'd that go?
I'm a mess. I'm coming over the top now, so we're trying to...
Oh, so he's got you kind of like you're 2 steps backwards first before you can really take the leap
with
here.
My swing planes off. It's too up and down.
I got you, yeah.
So he's like, you know, pretend that you're swinging a baseball bat. You want to have that out and come back in.
Mm-hmm.
So then I did that, and I hit pitching wedges right to left.
Which you never do.
Which I never do, and he's like, that's gorgeous. He goes, are you normally right to left? I said, 30 years ago when I had a membership and I played 5 days a week, I said I was right to left. I could move the ball. I said, now if I hit a good shot, I just hit it straight.
Right.
I said, if I quit on it, I fade it or whatever. But I said, I very rarely hit it right to left.
Or
said,
you yank it. You don't have
or
that
I yank it.
Action.
I pull yank it. And he said, that's because your swing was too upright. So when you catch it good, it's going straight. But now because you kind of have a little bit of an arc now, you're able to move it a little right to left. And it wasn't like hard right to left, but it was like when you watch it, you're like, oh, that's pretty. Just a little right to left.
As long as whatever it is, whatever action you get, as long as it's consistent, you can deal with it.
Correct.
That's the biggest thing.
Because that's what we were doing drills. Like he put this powder, like this straight line of powder down.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you hit, you know, he puts the ball 2 inches in front of that, and then you see where you're hitting it.
Right.
And when you're hitting that, if that powder
you don't
line,
want to hit the powder at
you
all.
You don't want to hit it because you're hitting it fat. He's like, right. We have to get rid of you hitting it fat.
Yeah.
He goes, that way there, when you're thinning it, he said, then we can work from there. He said, but when you're fatting it and thinning it and you're all over the place, then there's so many different adjustments we have to make.
So I have some breaking news about golf.
you joined Wanamoyset?
No, I did not.
Congratulations. Join
Wanamoyset. Yeah, thank you. I got the initiation went through. No, Frank played Midville the other day. He was all excited to tell me. I think Monday. Frankie had three birdies. He was one over after six.
Uh-oh. I don't want to hear what happened.
No, he shot 88.
Nice playing.
Yeah, that's pretty good. He was very excited.
So you got three birdies. You want to go back out with Mike tomorrow,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
He's like, I think I figured it out. He said he's making putts now. He like started lining it up with the line on the ball.
Putting a line around the ball?
Yeah, I'm like, you're the last person on earth to figure that out, Frank. Why do you think they put the lines on the ball? He's like, oh, I got it lined up. Now I'm making 20 footers all day. I'm like, oh,
he loves it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I'm the opposite, though. I can't use I have to put the line on the bottom. I need all white on the ball when I putt.
Oh, see, I like the line.
I don't. It messes me up. Probably because I have terrible alignment. I'm not a good putter, so I shouldn't say, but I don't use the line at all.
I wonder if there was any roll. Good roll.
Roll. He said on the first hole he made like a 20-footer for birdie.
Then he knew he was going to play.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't it nice when you make a par or birdie on the first hole, you feel so good when you go out there?
Or like even if you're like even through three.
Right.
Then you're like, now I can put up a big number and still score. But now you're feeling really good.
Yeah, because like you and I, basically, if we play bogey golf, like I don't want to make a bogey every hole, but if I'm 18 over at the end of the day, I'm like, that's not the worst.
I'd still like to get to that 17 where it's an 89, though.
Right. No, I agree. But what I'm saying is, like, if you're three over after three, you're like, all right, it's not a disaster yet.
Right.
If you're three over after six, you're like, I got a double bogey that's not going to kill me that I know is coming.
Right.
So I'm always, like, my par is bogey. So every time I make a par, it's like a birdie to me. That's the way I look at it.
But I've had times where I've been seven over through three.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's miserable.
Oh, yeah, you double bogey, and you're like, what the hell did, what happened here? And then you're like, you're scrambling to try to break 45 on the front at that point.
Right.
Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
You know what? I would. I would really like to.
So it's not a beer. I don't know if you can hear the ice in the glass. I got my University of Connecticut 2014 NCAA Men's National Championship Tervis Tumbler. With a margarita.
Just say it was a margarita. I didn't need to hear what kind of cup you had it in, all right?
This is the Zing Zang Margarita Mix. It's a little 8-ounce can, all natural agave and real lime mixed with some tequila. And this has been my drink of the summer. I've been going through these like they're going out of style. Little canned margarita mix, a little shot of tequila. One sip, everybody knows the rules. I love these things, Bill. This is my drink of the summer. I'm giving it a solid 8.8 today. Are you a margarita guy?
No.
Not like, no, you're averse to them, or you just don't go? I know you only drink beer.
I don't even know if I've had sips of them, but yeah. I don't even know if I've ever had any.
Yeah, they're very, I don't know. I've always liked margaritas as like a cocktail, so it can be a dangerous thing, certainly.
So you'd like to go to La Cava?
Oh, I've been there. I went with Catherine.
Oh, you went with Catherine.
Yeah, one of the family trips.
I'm sorry, I did because Dan bugged me, so I had one with him.
Oh, there you go.
Him and
I remember
Mary.
That. You guys were, and you closed down. I think Ed was with you too, right?
Yeah, Ed and Catherine were there too, yeah, because we have a picture with all of us.
Yeah,
yep.
That's right.
Yep.
And, yeah, so I went, not that trip, I think it was the trip before when it was my sisters and my parents and I, and I don't know. We got all separated. It was just Catherine and I. We went into La Cava, had some chips and guacamole.
In, huh?
Yeah, well, we sat down. So there was a line out the door for people doing to go, but we got a seat and we sat down. We had a couple margaritas. We got some chips and guacamole. It was nice. Chips and salsa. I think they had like a trio. You got a big thing of tortilla chips with guacamole, like queso dip and salsa.
So I have to hit that place sometime.
I mean, I think Susie would like it. She likes a margarita, I believe. Right?
Yeah, she did the flight at Coronado Springs a few
years
ago.
Right. That's what I thought. So, yeah, I think you'd like it. And those are like the fresh-made ones, so you know at least it's quality. So you're going to be able to judge it, like whether you like a margarita or not. If you get like the house standard margarita there and it's fresh-made for you, you know, on-site, and you don't like it, then you're not a margarita guy. It's as simple as that, right?
That makes sense.
Well, with that being said, should we take a break here?
Yeah, let's take our break.
All right, we'll be right back. Alright, we are back from break. This is episode number 334 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. And this week, we're going to talk some news. There's not a lot besides news to really discuss. I mean, we keep trying to come up with different things, and we have some ideas in the hopper. But for the most part, you know, there's always little nuggets of things, at least that I find interesting, and I think you agree with me. Like all the business side stuff that you hear about, and like the, you know, we talk about it in our group chat, how few people are there and how tempted you are to go check it out because of that,
right?
Which is a total 180 from where you were, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Before the parks opened. I mean, you were ready to cancel your AP and wait until there were no masks before you ever stepped foot on property again. And now you're, yes, like thinking about getting a breakfast at Chef Mickey's and checking out Epcot.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It is pretty. I'm actually surprised.
Want some of those tater tots at Chef Mickey's pots?
Yes, put some aside. Send them up in the next day air through FedEx for me. But a lot of things have changed, but also just the amount of people. Like, I'm not surprised that it's not crowded, but I'm surprised how dead it actually is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you see pictures that people post and videos, and there's literally dozens of people there at times. Like, in a picture of Main Street, you see a handful of people. Like, I suspect there've been more people just cleaning Main Street at times than there are actually there when you see these pictures. It's pretty crazy to me.
And remember how packed it was just a few short months ago when I was there the Super Bowl parade?
That's right, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Oh, man. I forgot. I knew you were there for the Super Bowl parade. I'm like, oh, that was what, 2-3 years ago? No, that was like 6 months ago.
Yeah, a couple months ago, yeah. You can, by the way, check that out on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
I do have great footage of that parade. It's a short view, about 9 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, so. Go to YouTube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gates, and you can find the Super Bowl parade with Patrick Mahomes, the newest owner of the Kansas City Royals, by the way.
He bought a stake in the Royals?
He did, yes.
Wow.
He signed that big, fat contract, and he invested in the Kansas City Royals.
I like him.
Yeah, I do, too. Well, like his old man was a pitcher in the major leagues, and he was a good baseball player, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I think he had a chance to go. I think he got drafted in baseball, like out of high school, and he decided to go to college and play quarterback.
Made the right decision.
I guess so. Turns out, yeah. I mean, he's got it made now. All right, so let's get into some of these news. Which one would you like to talk about first? Do you want to talk about the opening dates getting pushed back for the resorts, the mask update, or some Splash Mountain news?
Let's start with Splash Mountain news.
All right, so this is a smaller little blip on the radar, but a few days ago...
I heard that they drained the water.
Yeah, so a few days ago, people were posting pictures from Magic Kingdom of the water drained out of Splash Mountain, and people were purely speculating, rumor that, was this it? Are they closing it for good? Is this the beginning of the refurb? Which... I didn't put much stock into that myself, because one, they usually announce a closing date for an attraction, especially one as big as that. And they have so many things in the hopper for refurbs and new construction that I didn't think this would just take priority because of, you know, their PC overreaction to change it. And that happened to be the case because 2 days later, it is fully operational with the water back in it. So it must have been a routine maintenance. Something happened. They had to drain it. I don't think it takes much for them to drain that ride.
No, probably it goes right out into the waterways. Yeah, I mean, the waterways are right behind it. So.
I bet they can drain and refill it in less than 6 hours. Probably even less than that. Who knows? But, you know, it could have been a routine maintenance. Could have been a problem with something that they had to drain it to fix. And they just, it was down for a day or two. And now it's back operational. So that's one of those that, because of what is going to happen in the future, anytime it's down for maintenance or refurb, there's going to be those rumors circulating, but definitely until you hear something from Disney, I would say take it with a grain of salt when it comes to Splash Mountain. Speaking of, I didn't send any link on this, and this is again something that I believe Schaefer asked you, if and when you go, are you going to grab some Splash Mountain merchandise?
Yeah, of course.
Now, did you see when the first day the parks reopened, there were some pictures online of like weasels with like bags full of like all the plushes from, they like wiped out the whole store. They bought like 100 of each one to sell on eBay.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Such a scumbag move.
Isn't it?
I hate that.
They're the ones that have 7,000 cases of toilet paper stuck in their
garage. Yeah, exactly. Right now. I don't know why Disney allows that, but I guess at the end of the day, they don't care. If they sell them all to one person or to everybody, they make the same amount.
Yeah, they shouldn't allow hoarding.
But they shouldn't. Yeah, it's a bad look. But that's neither here nor there on this. The next news item, unless you have anything else you want to add about Splash Mountain.
That's just a simple open and close case.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just wanted to mention it. So Walt Disney World once again has updated their mask policy, which already was pretty strict compared to other places. Like you see, at least up here, because it's so ubiquitous, the mask thing, it just says any cloth covering, things like that. But Disney, you have to have ear loops on it, so you can't use those neck gaiter things. It has to have multiple layers. It can't be a bandana. Has to fit snugly around your nose. They have all different things, so on their website right now, it says, at this time, neck gaiters, open chin triangle bandanas, and face coverings containing valves. So that's the new thing, the air valves. Mesh material or holes of any kind are not acceptable for face coverings. So you've probably seen a lot of those, the ones with the little valves or the mesh that allow you to breathe easier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the CDC came out and said that the reason you can breathe easier is because the air is passing straight through, so it's not really doing any good to wear that one.
And makes sense.
Yes, it does make sense, and Disney has adopted that and updated their policy. So the ones with the valves or vents or anything like that are no longer acceptable. And they also, which I don't think we talked about, this was a few weeks ago, did you see that they are also requiring guests to remain stationary when they're eating or drinking?
Well, yeah, I just saw that because you have weasels, Bill. You have these things called weasels.
Yes. Well, we talked about, I don't know if you remember, but
still have a couple of sips of soda here, Pods.
But yes, exactly. There were people like online message boards saying all you have to do is have a bottle of water in your hand and you can say you're drinking and you don't have to wear your mask when you're walking around. So Disney kind of nipped that in the bud pretty quick and said you have to stay in one spot when you're eating and drinking. Remain stationary. You can't walk and drink. Which is a strange thing, but because of the weasels, like you said, it makes perfect sense why they had to implement that.
They always have to have rules and policies for weasels. Because 99% of us can police ourselves.
Right. It would make,
it's the 1% of the punks. And then we have to make these rules for them.
Yeah, you see like some of these things, these like you said, these rules or policies, you're like, why does this exist? Well, it's because some idiot was doing what you would think you would never do, and they had to implement a rule for it.
And why do you have to put warning labels on hot coffee pods? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a good point. That's exactly the kind of thing I'm talking about. So as of now, just to circle back on the face coverings, the full policy off Disney's website now says Face coverings are required for all guests ages 2 and up and cast members. Please bring your own face covering and wear them at all times except when dining or swimming. You may remove your face covering while actively eating or drinking, but you should be stationary and maintain appropriate physical distancing. All face coverings, whether disposable or reusable, must be made with at least 2 layers of breathable material, fully cover the nose and mouth, and secure under the chin, fit snugly but comfortably against the side of the face, and be secured with ties or ear loops, and allow the guest to remain hands-free. At this time, based on guidance from health authorities, neck gaiters, open chin, triangle bandanas, and face coverings containing valves, mesh material, or holes of any kind are not acceptable. Costume masks are also not considered appropriate and are prohibited from being worn in alignment with our existing rules. The use of face coverings is not a substitute for physical distancing. So that's the whole blurb on their website. And I would expect that to continue to change as different people try to find loopholes, I would imagine.
Yes.
So
that's accurate.
I have to say, though, because you know, Bill, how long has it been open? 3 weeks now?
Yeah, what was it, July 11th or 12th?
Yeah,
or so
we're about getting into almost 4 weeks that Disney World's been reopened. And you know the news media would love to tie an outbreak or a single case to Walt Disney World.
Dying to hear one.
And there hasn't
been
anything.
You know what's sad? They're rooting. They want one. They want one.
Oh, God,
so
yes.
Bad.
That's just
so
like the Marlins thing. Like, the media was giddy that these people on the Marlins tested positive. It's like, oh, look what happens. Look what happens. See, we told you so. It was too soon to start playing baseball. Yeah, it's like they're rooting for it.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
And the Marlins case is a whole different thing.
They blew it.
They went off campus and went somewhere where they shouldn't have went to.
I mean, they definitely blew it after the fact, but that's besides the point. But people were rooting for that to happen.
Oh, of course.
But, yeah, and you know that if there was a single case traced back to Walt Disney World reopening, it would be all over the news, especially down where you are.
Oh, yeah.
And if it was an outbreak, like, of multiple cases that they could trace back, it would be national news everywhere.
So if there were two employees who tested positive, it would be on NBC Nightly News.
Right, exactly.
Or Lester Holt.
So that goes to show they're doing a good job of not just implementing these policies, but actually enforcing them.
Well, this is the thing, because you hear so many pundits always talking about how Disney's so nice and they'll always look the other way and they won't discipline you, blah, blah, blah. They have to now.
Yeah, they're...
because they can't screw up.
All the goodwill that they built up, they are now cashing it in to police this. But I think, like you said, 95, 99% of the people who show up they want to play ball. They want Disney to stay open. They don't want it to go backwards because of an outbreak.
Mm-mm.
So these people, all the fanboys that are going there, all the cheerleaders, these are the ones that they're like, we'll do whatever it takes so we can keep going. There's going to be the bad apple. There's going to be the one or two that are trying to cause trouble, trying to like push the buttons of the policies right while they go. But I think Disney's been doing a good job of weeding that out and nipping it in the bud. So I have to say, you know, we were not necessarily skeptical. I thought they'd do a good job of implementing it on the ground. But, you know, there's a lot of things technology-wise with Disney that we give them crap for, and rightfully so. But when it comes down to, like, face-to-face interaction, cast members and management in the parks and at the resorts, they hardly ever do the wrong thing.
No.
They do such a good job. Those frontline mm-hmm. cast members are so well-trained, and they do it the right way. And there's always going to be, you know, one-off stories where someone has a problem and a cast member may have done something stupid. If they're at their wit's end, the temper gets the best of them. But there's also the idiot, the guests that are pushing the buttons, trying to get that reaction out of people, too.
Yeah, sure. Let me see if they'll say anything.
Right. Oh, maybe I can get a free vacation out of this.
Because you're not going to be trespassed, so
right.
Let's just see what happens.
Yeah. But overall, I think they've done a fantastic job, and I'm glad that it's been that way. And like I said, we would know if there was anything that had come from it reopening at this point, because the media and the Disney haters, which there are a lot of, are ready to pounce if something comes out of this.
Oh God, they're hoping so bad.
It's all these people, which I don't care. You can have your opinions online. They're like, why is Disney, you know, Florida spiking? Why is Disney reopening? And I kind of felt that way. I was surprised that they went forward with it. But Disney's not the only place. It's not like everybody else shut down in Florida and Disney said, well, we're reopening. Legoland's open, SeaWorld's open, Universal. They were the last
ones
to
open. They were the last to open because they wanted to make sure that they had all the protocols in
right.
place.
And now, because it's Disney, it's like, well, oh yeah, I guess now you get a fast pass for the COVID hospital line when you go to Disney World, things like that. You see all these jokes, and it's like, yeah, it's snarky, and you're trying to be cute and funny and whatever. I don't have a problem with that. But no one was making jokes about Universal when they opened, what, 2 months earlier?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much June 1st or
right.
mid-May or whatever.
Is that what it was? Yeah, so whatever it was, a month earlier?
At least a good 6 weeks, or 5-6 weeks earlier, yeah. At least, yeah.
So no one cared about that, which is fine because they, you know, they're always going to fly under the radar, Universal, Legoland, those kind of places. But,
you know,
it's just hypocritical for the naysayers to only
look
at Disney.
These little punks who are in their 30s living in mommy's basement playing Nintendo and just sitting behind faceless social media.
Yes.
Hoping for an outbreak at Disney are the same ones who are going to house parties with 30 people.
Oh, I agree with that.
And they're the ones who are the culprits.
They're hypocrites.
Yeah.
That's one thing that we always, like you and I, we agree a lot of times, but you know, we don't agree on everything, but we always agree on bashing hypocrites.
We hate hypocrites.
And it goes both ways, you know, whatever political leanings. It's like, if you're a hypocrite, you're a hypocrite. I'm going to call you out. I don't care what it is, you know. And that's one thing. I just hate that so much. It's like, do as I say, not as I do. And that goes, you know, so many people act that way. And just don't be a hypocrite. You know, do your thing. If you want to do your thing, do your thing. Try to be safe. Do your best. You have to live your life. I understand that. But don't get mad at other people for living their life. If you're going out to a barbecue, well, but I was safe. Well, they're being safe, too, if they're going to Disney World. There's probably less people that come in contact with them when they're at Disney World than at your barbecue you're at.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, let me choose the way I want to live my life just because you don't want to go that way.
And I know, you know, we have to almost look at this like, all right, we have to be in this together to try to get through it quicker. And I think for the most part, people have done a good job of doing what they've been asked to do. It's been a big ask, you know. They're asking a lot of us. And most people are saying, you know what, I'll do it. It's for the good. So what people are saying is this is what's going to help us. Most people are going along with it. A lot of people that don't even believe whatever, agree with everything, they're saying, you know what, I'm just going to go along with it. If it makes other people more comfortable, allows me to do this thing, I'll go along with it. But then when you go along with it and you're doing what you're supposed to do and a business is open, you can't get shamed for going to a business that's open. So you want a business like Disney World to pay all their employees, but then they're not allowed to open and try to make some money.
As they're losing $30 million a day.
Right. I don't get that. Same thing with restaurants. Like, people are like, well, all these people are out of work. All these bartenders and servers are out of work. And then bars open back up, and then you shame people for going to the bar.
Right.
You can't have it both ways.
Because they think that there's just a money tree, Bill, and that they can just sit around and get this check. And it's not possible.
No, That's exactly right.
And I also find it funny, you know, the Bradenton Herald, they're constantly just hammering on politics. So the study shows that 77% of Floridians want a mask mandate. Well, 77% of Floridians wore masks when they were supposed to. What would the numbers look like?
Right.
So you want somebody to tell you that you have to just do what you think is right.
Yeah, and they want. Yeah, I don't understand that part. Like, if I go to a store, I mean, Massachusetts, Rhode Island is different because the states do have the mandates. But if I'm in Florida and it's county by county, mm-hmm. and I happen to go to a different county that doesn't have a mask mandate,
You're still going to wear one.
I'm going to wear my mask when I go in Publix. I'm not going to get kicked out of Publix for wearing a mask. So that's my comfort level. I'm doing it for the benefit of the other people around me. I'm going to continue to do that. So that's what I don't get. Yeah, so if 77% of the people are in favor of it, then just wear the damn mask.
I mean, it's so hard to have a state mandate because we have so many rural areas.
Right. It's, that doesn't always make sense.
That have nothing. So you're going to tell somebody that doesn't even have a Publix that goes into mom and dad's county store where nobody has COVID that they have? I mean, I don't know.
Right. Well, let's move on to our last story, which all ties together with what we're talking about. And that is Disney World pushed back the opening dates for many of their hotels just this week, which was surprising to me how far off they got pushed back. So I have an article here that shows the original schedule and then the new revised schedule.
Oh, very well put together.
So
you did about 45 seconds worth of show prep for this, didn't you?
Hey, Bill, we're at minute 35 right now. And we're looking pretty good, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
It's not always about how the sausage is made, Billy.
How it tastes.
If you get that product and you get a nice, Fenway Park sausage and pepper sandwich at the end of the day, do you care if it took me 45 seconds of prep work to make that sausage and pepper sandwich? Or do you care when you bite into it, it tastes so good?
You get that little pop.
Well, guess what? These people are biting into that sausage right now. They get the grease dribbling down their chin, and they're loving it. They got the pop. The little bit of yellow mustard on top. The bun is just completely saturated with dirty grease. The yellow peppers, that makes a difference, I think. I like the green, but you get the one or two yellow or red in there.
Is there a better Italian sausage sandwich than outside of Fenway?
No. No, and it's amazing how much better it is.
There's nothing. You can't get one anywhere else, can you?
No, I don't know how they do it. And no one does it the same way.
In the tin foil?
No one does it the same way. Like, because you go somewhere else, you get a sausage and pepper, and it has the red sauce, which I like, but it's not the same as a Fenway. Ugh. Fenway ones are just cooked in their own grease.
And what's great about that is the bread is hard, but when you put that filth in it, it softens it.
Oh, because it's 100% just...
But it doesn't turn it into a sloppy mess.
No.
Because it was such a hard Italian bread to begin with, it just softened it just enough, so you still have the crunch on the outer.
Right. So that being said... This episode is the sausage, and we may not have put a lot of prep work into it, but that crunchy bread is just right now. People are loving it. They're digging in. So the reopening, the original...
I was going to say we should go to Fenway this summer, Pods.
Yeah, maybe not. What if they're still selling sausages out there,
though? I wonder if they still are selling sausage.
So the original reopening for Caribbean Beach was July 29th, and that stayed. So July 29th, Caribbean Beach, which is the day as we record, has reopened Caribbean Beach. August 12th, originally, Disney's Polynesian Village Resort and Disney's Art of Animation were supposed to reopen. Now the Poly is pushed out to October 4th, so from August 12th to October 4th, Art of Animation went from August 12th to November 1st for Art of Animation. So that's
shocking to Poly because that's a monorail loop.
Poly and Art of Animation too, though, because they don't have a lot. There's no cheap rooms open right now, right? The All-Stars are closed.
Mm-hmm.
I think is Pop is closed as well?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, so there's no values open at all. Next on the line originally was the Yacht Club and the Beach Club August 24th. That has been pushed to just the Yacht Club on August 24th, and the Beach Club has no reopening date, which is, again, crazy. September 21st, the Grand Floridian was scheduled to reopen, and that has stayed the same. That has a lot to do with the NBA, though.
Right, yeah, the second-tier teams are staying there right now.
Right. And then October 1st, the Boardwalk was slated to reopen, and that has been pushed off indefinitely as well. On October 14th, Coronado Springs was set to reopen, and that has stayed the same. Again, that one is mostly due to the NBA, because the finals start September 30th, and I think the teams will be staying there who are in the finals in the last rounds of the playoffs.
Yeah, because that's where all the top teams were staying.
And I think they'll move them there if they advance.
Sure.
Coronado will be the last one to have NBA teams. Right. And that'll be around October 14th they will open, and that has stayed the same. So it also says on their website, due to the fluidity of the pandemic, Disney Resort hotel reopening dates remain subject to change. If a reopening date changes, Disney will contact guests with impacted reservations to modify or reserve another resort hotel at no additional cost, blah, 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 blah. Now, the dates changing doesn't really matter because I think there's plenty of inventory out there. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong about that. Because you said you've been getting emails with stupid deals. We talked about that a couple weeks
ago. I think there's
ago.
Too much inventory, and that's why they're slowing the openings.
There's no point in it. Why spread
out?
I think they were thinking that they were
going to need more inventory as time goes on, and now they're realizing they're not, and that's why they're holding back these openings.
Right. I mean, it doesn't make sense to have all the resorts open to move staff. They can keep staff. They can keep the cleaning materials in less spots. Easier to control, less restaurants they have to open. I mean, I don't like seeing it. It still seems weird to me that all these resorts are not open, even though Disney's open. But, I mean, it's a business. They have to do what's best for them. If they can push all the people that want reservations to 6 or 8 resorts instead of having 23 of them open, then, well, of course, that's what they're going to do.
And I just for poops and giggles, I did go out to their site. It looks like Pop is open because I can get a room there the end of August.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, everything else is closed. I mean, all the All-Stars, Port Orleans.
Right. Yeah, I forgot about Port Orleans. Yeah, nothing about
the
all, that.
All the All-Stars, I mean, they're all closed.
Yeah, because all the DVCs opened up first.
They had to by law.
Yeah, because of the contracts they had.
Because of the contracts, yep. Yeah. That's why all the DVCs opened up.
Yeah, I saw something about that. There was some like loophole in the timeshare thing that they had to open them up.
Because you would have thought if they were going to use the Grand Floridian, it would have been easier for the NBA teams just to stay at the DVC. You
yeah, but
a,
they
you
have
know,
to
big
have those
tower.
Available for people to...
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. I don't know. I mean, it's a no-brainer, right? It's just they don't have the demand. They would open up a resort if they had enough people trying to get in. They're not turning anyone away at this point, basically.
No.
So, no sense in opening it up. Some people have suggested that they're trying to keep the numbers down. I don't subscribe to that notion. I won't name names. I'll just say the person goes by M. Schaefer, and he may have suggested, or he or she may have suggested, that Disney was trying to keep the number of resort guests down to reduce the amount of people in the parks. I think that's a preposterous hypothesis.
No, because when they can get to 50 to 75 to 100%, they're going to do it.
Right. I mean, I don't even think they're at their capacity. Well, they're not, because what did you... You said that the AP, they basically came back and were like, hey, guess what? You can come basically whenever you want now.
I can pretty much come whenever I want now.
Because that first...
I couldn't get to a weekend until October.
But that has all changed. Now, do you think it was people backing out, or they scaled it way back because they were afraid of
They scaled it back because resort guests get first precedence. So when you go onto this, when you go log on to the website.
Oh, so they were basically holding up enough
park entries for
people that were going to be at the resorts, but no one went to the resorts. So now they have all this inventory for the parks open.
So like if you go on and you they'll show a calendar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll say resort guests. So you click on that, and it'll be like green. So green means all parks are available. Yellow means certain parks are. And then when you click on, it'll show you which parks are available for those specific dates.
Gotcha.
So pretty much when you were staying at a resort, everything was green. You go and you hit that you're an AP in the next tab.
And it changes to yellow.
It was pretty much green and yellow during the week and red throughout all the weekends for the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you get it, it's pretty much green and yellows on weekends now.
So you said that basically Hollywood Studios is hard to get into, but everything else is not a problem.
Yes, Epcot and Magic Kingdom are pretty easy. Those are the two easiest ones.
Yeah, I mean, I guess with Hollywood Studios, because it's a chance for people to do the Star Wars stuff without waiting.
Well, plus, you know, I want to do that and the Mickey and Minnie
train.
I mean, that's brand new, too. So
yeah.
there's some things that I haven't done that I'd like to do.
And you could bang out with 10-minute, 15-minute waits
and
on
I can
all
never
them.
Get fast passes because I'm outside of that window where the people who stay at the resort get to book ahead of me. So I'm right. never able to get the hot fast passes.
Yeah, and that's probably what a lot of people are doing, and that's why most of the locals are probably going to Hollywood Studios first.
I mean, that I sent you a message the other day. I said that's I got a date in September, and I'm going
to Hollywood Studios. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And Animal Kingdom. I mean, you'd probably, if you were a local, you'd probably do the same thing. As much as you don't want to do it, you're like, you know what? If I can whack this thing out and not have to get there at 4 a.m. and try to get a boarding pass and all that crap.
No, that's
yeah,
true.
I'll drive up there.
Yeah,
and
that's
do
true.
It and see what this is all about.
Now, the other good thing, but yeah, I know you're soured on the food and wine, which we haven't talked about at all. That's going on right now. You have free reign there. If you went to the Food and Wine Festival, like you could go to any booth without waiting.
That's true.
That kind of
I heard
the
they're
game.
Actually opened up too in that convention center behind the Canada Pavilion.
Oh, really?
They have a lot of action going on there. I could be wrong, but
I don't know. May have to investigate that, Billy. You're dying to go now, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am. This life is just, this is miserable, Bill.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I mean, this has been a miserable few months.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I don't think you're alone in feeling that. Nobody's like really living the high life right now, right?
No.
I guess if you're like a single guy and all you want to do is play golf, you could do that and not really be affected.
Right.
You know, like say you're this like 28-year-old guy making 150 grand a year. You joined a nice country club. You could just play. That's all you do for your entertainment. You just play golf nonstop.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you'd be doing all right. But other than that, I guess if I was like furloughed and laid off and making a bunch of money, not working like some people were, which is just coming to an end now, maybe I'd probably be playing a lot of golf. Yeah, I suppose I would if I didn't have kids, if I was single.
Rolling in 3 birdies?
Yeah, I'd probably be shooting like 86 by now consistently, maybe down to 84. I still haven't broken 80. That's got to happen for me.
And you've been in the 30s before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I've shot on the number twice for 80, but
I've never even been on the number. I've been in the 30s a number of times. Yeah. I've just never put it together.
Yeah.
You know, before we take our second break, too, the other thing I heard now is when you're going to restaurants at the resort hotels, they are taking temperatures there too.
Well, because that's, I guess, in theory, that could be your first contact on property, right?
No, I'm just saying, like, in general, like, if I make a reservation just to go.
Right, that's what I mean.
There.
So, yeah. Like, the people going to the parks are already getting their temperatures taken. So, like, you would say, oh, now I got to do it again. But you could go and just go to the restaurant, and that's
absolutely
the first time.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I get that. The temperature thing doesn't make sense to me. I feel like that's not even a huge symptom anymore. People know, no one talks about the temperatures anymore. It's all, whatever. I don't know. I think it's just.
Is it easier to spread, though, if you have symptoms?
Supposedly, yes.
Okay, so then that's just another layer of protection.
Sure. No, I don't. I have no problem if someone wants it. I wouldn't say you can't take my temperature. I would play in
because
those
if
rules.
Because if you go in there with no symptoms, they can't give a corona test to every single person that comes in.
Right, exactly. So they're
doing
what they can.
So, I mean, at least that's just an additional layer of protection.
Oh, yeah, they're doing what they can. They're doing what they have to do. Mm-hmm. I understand it. Anything else you want to add here?
No, we can go to our second break.
Mirándote, tengo que bailar contigo hoy. Vi que tu mirada.
All right, we are back from break. You just got through listening to episode number 334 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. We talked some news, updated opening dates for resorts, a little bit of Splash Mountain news, some mask news, and then those AP dates, which I like that. I'm glad to see how few people are traveling there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it still doesn't make sense. And again, I guess maybe I'm a hypocrite, but they're open for business. So if you really wanted to go and travel there, you do what you got to do and try to be safe. But like to put your family on a plane and stay in a hotel and go to Disney World for a week in the middle of this for like your family vacation doesn't make sense to me. I just can't wrap my head around that. But to be a local or to drive an hour and a half like you and go up for the day or maybe even stay overnight and just check out the parks in such a rare circumstance, I get that. Like, I don't have a problem with it being open and the locals going and taking advantage of it. It just seems so strange to me that people are traveling there. But not many are, obviously.
Right.
So I guess most people probably agree with how I feel. And it's just the market's just playing out what the demand is, and that's just there's not a lot of demand for it right now. It's got to be a long road to recovery, isn't it, for the parks?
I don't know.
I mean, you think it's just going to be like a flip is going to switch at some point, and it's just going to be the floodgates are going to open?
Where, the parks?
Yeah, just like as soon as they're like, no, okay. Because it's not going to be one day where everyone's like, okay, guess what? On April 15th, 2021, coronavirus is over.
I just think eventually it might go away. And I'm optimistic. I think that it's just had to play its way out. And I'm just hoping like what's going on in the Northeast is obviously going to start happening here soon.
Yeah, the problem is now we're getting upticks again.
Yeah, I heard in Massachusetts has been a little like, would you go up to like 2.2% positivity rate?
Rhode Island had like a 5% over the weekend.
Okay, that is ticking up.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, you know, when it was blowing up there, everybody said it's going to happen in the Sun Belt in the summer. Right. They said Florida was going to be like around 4th of July, and sure as hell it happened. But now everybody's just shocked. Well, I can't believe that this happened. Well, it's just you have different waves at different times. But yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to do. You just play it out. What are you going
to
do?
Right. But my point is you can't point to a day on the calendar and say it's over on this date. You know, like they're not going to come out next week and say on May 12th, coronavirus is over and you could go back about your normal life.
No, they're going to have to see some good signs and then.
It's going to be slow and steady and, you know, more people are just going to say screw it. More people are going to have gotten it and recovered and maybe have immunity to it. And we don't even know that for sure. You know, there's so much still unknown, but I don't know. I'm just trying to live my life and not be miserable. And I'm fortunate, you know, I have a house, I have my job and my family and everything's good. Like, I don't need to have a lot of stuff. I don't need the tourism and all that stuff. I don't rely on that. But a lot of people, that's their careers and that's their jobs.
Right.
You know, so it's easier for me to say that I don't need it. But it's something that a lot of people rely on.
I mean, I'm the same way. I love Disney. And I'm getting the itch to go to California. And I'd like to do a Disneyland trip and spend maybe 10 days in L.A. and do all that stuff. But I don't need to do it this year, and I don't need to do it next year.
Right,
you know
yes,
me. I'm a homer just like you. I mean,
that's exactly it. Like, I have enough
watching
at
my TV
disposal.
Talking to, yeah.
Yeah. There's enough at my disposal here where I'm not, like, depressed and miserable. It's depressing, but I'm not depressed. I'm happy. I still, you know, so it's not like, but there's people that don't have good situations, and it's not getting any better for them. You know, the longer this plays out, the worse their situation gets, and I definitely feel for those people. And I don't know what the resolution's going to be or when there's going to be one or if there's going to be one for certain things. You know, Disney will survive, but other places might not. You think of, like, the little regional places, like that Sesame Street Park in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Like, is that place going to survive and, you know, Six Flags and all these little things that don't really matter to me because I don't go, but they matter to a lot of people. People work there. people enjoy those, you know, it sucks. The tourism industry is hurting big time, and it's going to be a long, well, we talked about the cruises in our group chat. Like, when are cruises going to be back to normal? 2 years from now? I mean, I know they'll start sailing again, but people aren't going to go on a cruise anytime soon, like in big numbers like they were. And that's if the economy stays good. If the economy goes south on top of it after everything, who knows? I like the tourism industry. I like the service industry, but that's up in the air right now. That's kind of depressing to think about, isn't it?
Yeah, why don't you just take us home, because this is absolutely miserable now, right now.
Now I just brought
your
freaking hammer.
Sermon has just destroyed me.
I mean, tell me where some I'm wrong though on anything.
Can we get some incense going and play some Hallelujah or something?
Yeah.
With him, through him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit.
All right, well, on that note, you know where to find us online at wdwbtg.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at wdwbtg. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, all those fine places where you find podcasts. Search for WDW Beyond the Gates. Again, go to youtube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gates. Info at wdwbtg.com, Gary at wdwbtg.com, and Mike at wdwbtg.com. Did I miss anything, sir?
No, sir.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for episode number 334 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. For my co-host Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next
week. Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-R-E.